Hello, welcome to the Fireworks Podcast with Jesse Dan Yusuf. And on this episode, we're going to be talking about personal branding for introverts. But just before we go into the episode, I want you to be part of my creative community called Campfire, where we share valuable information. And it's a community for accountability and networking for creatives and entrepreneurs. I want you to be a part of it. If you would like to be a part of it, just go to fireworksu.com. That is fireworksu.com, fireworksu.com, and just sign in on the newsletter and you'll get an email from me and you can be part of the Fireworks community. All right, let's jump into the episode. Okay, let's go right into the episode. Welcome one more time. I know I've been away, but I'm back and I'm excited. So let's go right into it. So I just finished this workshop or a masterclass. I've been doing this weekly masterclass called Fire Workshops, where I teach on the business of creativity, but particularly in June, I want to be teaching personal branding or the art of personal branding. And the first Fire workshop was on personal branding for introverts. Yes, for introverts. You know, I know like most people, when they hear about personal branding, they cringe or they become nervous because it feels forced, or, you know, it feels too markety. I've heard, I don't know if you've heard as well, where they say marketers ruin everything. So if you're a marketer, please don't be offended. This is just me, you know, teasing. But there is a tendency for you to see personal branding as just a marketing term. And for many of us that are not marketers or are not salespeople or in that line of work, it can feel a bit cringy for us. But here's the thing, because we are in the internet age, you know, we are in the creator economy, I feel like we are in one of the greatest opportunities of our lifetimes, where anyone can advance their careers. Entrepreneurs or founders can get clients, the type of clients they want, or people just want to grow communities because of the power on the internet. And one way that people can do that is through the power of personal branding. Honestly, yes, I know when we hear that term, for so many introverts, we like our space. For many of us, we want to just stay and enjoy our lives. We feed off on our own energies. We do not like going out. We do not like people invading our space, for many introverts. And I say we because I am an introvert. But I was telling one of my friends the other day that I'm an introvert, and she responded by saying that, no, I think you are an ambivert. And I think an ambivert is someone that is able to switch between being introverted or extroverted. I am forced to be an extrovert because of my line of work, so I have to interact with people. But honestly, if you ask me, I am more of an introvert. Just give me the internet and food and I am good. I will stay indoors. I will work. I don't need much more than that, you know. And I feel like once I go out, it drains me a lot, but I'm learning otherwise. So I thought, you know, to teach my fellow introverts how to navigate this thing called personal branding. But like I said, why am I saying that it is the greatest opportunity of our lifetimes? Because anyone can advance their career, can grow their business, can get more clients, can do almost anything that they desire through the power of personal branding. So exactly, Jesse, you're asking, okay, you ask me now, what is personal branding? Here's how I define personal branding. Personal branding is the cultivation of one's identity to employers, to friends, and the world at large, or basically you are cultivating your identity to an audience or to a community. People think personal branding is about selling yourself or just about self-promotion. It's more than that. Personal branding is about telling your story. It's about telling a story, your story. It's about telling your journey, about documenting your journey, about showing your work. It's the story of where you've been, where you are right now, and where you are heading to. That's what personal branding is. I try my best to break it down for people so that they can start getting into it, because like most of us, I know we want a better quality of life, and the way to get a better quality of life is if we get better jobs, better opportunities in our businesses, or, you know, better clients, whatever it is we are aiming for, right? So powerful examples of personal brands are Elon Musk, Oprah Winfrey, and Don Jazzy. These people have built powerful brands over time, and I think I would dedicate an episode where I just talk about powerful brands and I dissect some of them. You know, I treat them as case studies, so there'll be an episode of just case studies of personal brands. But for introverts, here's the thing: you lose a lot when you don't cultivate your brand. You lose a lot when you don't tell your story. The cost of not building your personal brand is that you don't get what you think, what you deserve. A lot of times we see people that, not even to put them down or to act all jealousy or envious, but a lot of people that don't know what we know or cannot do what we do, they get better opportunities than we do. Why? Because they have great personal brands, or they have built personal brands. They have shown themselves as authorities or as thought leaders in that space. And oftentimes introverts are overlooked. But here's the thing, personal branding is not about being loud. It's not about being flashy. Like I said, it's just about telling your story. So we're going to go into it very soon. But here's one of the things I want us to do. We have to dispel some myths or some misconceptions about personal branding. Many people may think that personal branding means that you have to be selfish or narcissistic, which is not true, actually. People also think that for you to build your personal brand, that it means that you have to be famous. No, you do not have to be famous. Some people feel that personal branding is not for them because they are introverts. Trust me, anyone can be can build a great personal brand. I know so many folks that are building great personal brands and are full-time introverts. And I'll show you how. I'll show you a guide in a minute. Another myth I see is that personal branding is not important. Well, it may not be for you, but trust me, if you're one that is trying to advance your career, if you're one that is trying to position yourself in a place for better opportunities, you need to cultivate a personal brand. You need a competitive advantage. One, you need an advantage that puts you in a place, a position that helps you navigate or gain better opportunities, and a personal branding will do that. Also, some people think that building a personal branding is too late, but trust me, whether you are 19 or 90, a personal brand is for you. It is not too late. I tell you the truth. Others think that their credentials is just going to speak for them. Not in 2021. I know so many folks that have master's degrees but cannot get opportunities because they are not putting themselves out there. They are not telling their stories. They are not showing their work. They are not documenting their journeys, which I said is what personal branding is all about. Tell your story. If not, someone else is going to tell your story. You need to be in the driver's seat of your life. Do not let someone else tell your story. Do not let someone else narrate your life's journey. You need to be the one telling your story. You need to be the one documenting your journey. You need to be the one showing your work. And that is what personal branding is all about. Honestly, it's not about being famous or about being salesy. It's not about being narcissistic or selfish. It's not about being the center of the universe. It's basically telling your story documenting your journey and showing your work. So here's the thing, when I tell people it's about telling your story, why do you think people like stories? People like stories because honestly, that is how human beings have communicated for millennia. That is how we have always communicated, from the first images in caves to TikTok videos in 2021. We've always communicated by telling stories. And people tell stories because they want to pass information. They want to entertain, you know. But people want stories because in 2021 now, in our age, people want to learn something new. They want to find motivation. They want to escape from their lives. You know, they want to meet people behind a brand. And people want to meet you. Trust me. I know it may seem daunting because I had a conversation with some of the people over the workshop or the masterclass. And a lot of them were saying, you know, it feels too much. It feels like it's not for them. But trust me, people want to meet you. People want to meet you. And I told them that, here's the thing. Think about all the people that you've learned stuff from on the internet. They were gracious enough to share their stories. They were gracious enough to share their sides of their journey. And because of that, we are better people for it. If they had not told us part of their journeys, if they had not shared their stories, their journeys, where they've come from, where they are going to, we won't get value. So it's a bit selfish when we don't share our own story. Now, don't get me wrong. I don't think you have to, but the world is waiting for your story. Let's not hide it. Let's not cover it up. There's so much value that you can give to the world, a particular community, a particular person. You can literally change lives when you tell your story. So people were now asking me, how then do we tell our own story? So here's the thing. There are about six types of stories that you can be telling. There's what I call the origin story. So when you think about a superhero movie, when you think about the origins of an action hero on TV or television or a movie, they try to show us the person's origin stories. They show us him in his elements, right? The beginnings of his story, how he came to where, you know, we find the hero of the story. And that's one thing you can do. You can share where you're coming from, or you can share where you are right now and how that is impacting you. You can share what you're going through. People connect with an origin story. In Nigeria, we call that grass to grace stories. You know, people want to see where you've come from. You know, I think that's a kind of story that you can tell. People also want to know your why story. And that's a question you have to answer yourself. What is your why? That is W-H-Y. What is your why? Why are you doing what you're doing? What is your motivation? Is it just to make money? Do you want to build a community? Do you want to be famous? Whatever it is, or do you want to make an impact? Whatever it is, you have to be honest with yourself. You have to document it. You have to articulate it and tell yourself and be consistent with your why, so that you're not looking across your neighbor's fence and comparing yourself to others when they seemingly have won more things than you or have more things than you. Your why will keep you grounded. People want to know your why. They want to know what your core is. They want to know what is motivating you. Are you trying to make impact? Are you trying to build an empire? Are you just trying to get rich? What is your why? Regardless of what your why is, trust me, there's an audience willing to listen to you. So that's a story you should tell yourself first. Then you should try and share it with others. Another type of story I think you could tell is your value stories. What are your values? Is it excellence, honesty, integrity, passion, faithfulness? Whatever your value is, you can tell stories around it. People connect with these things and communities form around values. If you think about it, what is a community? A community is I was about to say community is a community of people, but a community is a collection of people that have shared values. That's basically what a community is. You should think of starting a community in 2021. And one of the ways you can do that is by telling your value stories. Share your values. There are always people that will want to know what you value. Another story you could tell is a teaching story. You should educate people, tell stories that educate them, that provide values to their life, that informs them. People want to grow. So I think about makeup artists that have YouTube channels that teach on how to accentuate their beauty with makeup tutorials and makeup products. Think about developers that share how to code, web developers, or different things, right? How they share those stories. They have built brands around that value, around educating people. That's one way you can build your brand. So here's the thing about, I've mentioned some type of stories, but here's the thing. People consume stories in either written form, audio form, or visual, or a combination of all. So it could be audio, visual, or a combination of all three, you know. So if you're not comfortable in front of the camera, you can write an article. There are free blog sites, WordPress, Medium, or you could do micro blogging on Twitter, start Twitter threads, and share what you're passionate about, or start informing people about things you're passionate about. Or if you are comfortable behind a microphone, start a podcast. Anchor.fm helps people host podcasts for free. Start telling your story and start posting it on your social media platform. People want to connect with that. Or if you feel you are brave enough to stay in front of a camera, you start a YouTube channel. Or if you have strength for all three, where you can write articles, start a podcast or a vlog on YouTube. Honestly, I encourage you to start. I encourage you deeply to start telling your story, and start telling your story now, because people want to learn. People want to connect with you. Don't be afraid to share your story. Don't be afraid to share the lessons you've learned, your experiences, your vision, your values. There are people that want to connect with you on that level. If you don't connect, I honestly feel like you are cheating the world off of something. So, introverts, I know you have a dilemma where you have a fear of going out, but at the same time, you have a fear of missing out. Well, how about you kill fear? Honestly, the first thing that you need to do is to kill that mindset of fear. You need to take away fear. You need to take away fear, because fear is a lie. You are judging yourself before people even judge you. You are overthinking or even underthinking your situation. How about you just do what you want to do, and not care so much about what people are saying or what they've not even said yet. How about you start your journey? How about you, because you deserve that career, you deserve that new job role, you deserve your business should grow. How about you kill fear and you start living a life that you know that you deserve? How about that? So, dear introvert, I honestly encourage you to please, please start telling your story, start documenting your journey, start showing your work, start telling people what you can do. That's all a personal brand is, because everyone has a personal brand. A personal brand is just your reputation. We all have a reputation. It's either you are intentionally cultivating it or you are not. Whether you like it, you already have a personal brand, whether you like it or not. You already have a reputation. So you either start cultivating it now. And trust me, it's not about having a logo. It's not about having some of these fancy colors or fancy branding themes or branding identity. It's none of those things. Yes, it's part of it, but those are just tools that help along the way. It's not even about having a website. There are free tools that you can use right now. Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Anchor.fm, YouTube, all these platforms are free for now, right? And you can start building from there. And trust me, it's not going to happen overnight. I'm going to talk about, in another episode, I'm going to be talking about how to get your first 1,000 fans or 1,000 true fans. It's not going to be overnight, so start doing now without thinking of how many likes, how many comments, how many people are sharing your content. Just start telling your story, and I'm telling you that the more you do that, that's the better advantages that you get, because there's a thing called the Matthew effect or the Matthew phenomenon, and it's inspired by a text in the New Testament, where Jesus said that whoever has, much more will be added to him, and whoever does not have, that he has already will be taken away from him. Basically, the rich get richer and the poor get poorer. Listen, some sociologists tested this statement across different sectors, science, education, sports, and they noticed that the people that already have an advantage, they will always get more advantages, or the people that have opportunities will always get more opportunities, and the people who have less will get less. So how about we break that stereotype? Basically, the rich get richer and the poor get poorer. It's not fair, yes, but how about you put yourself in a position that you are you put yourself in a position where you gain more opportunities, you gain more advantage, and that way, and the way to do that is by telling your story. Start now. So I want to help people on this journey. I want to help people on this journey. So you can just join my newsletter for free. Just go to fireworksyou.com. But by the end of this month, June, I'm starting a course called The Art of Personal Branding. And all you need to do is go to fireworksyou.com, and you'll see a link to the the Art of Personal Branding course, or you can just go to my Twitter or my Instagram and you'll see a link to it. It's very affordable now. It's launching on Wednesday, 30th of June 2021, and I want to give opportunity to the first few persons that sign up or that enroll for this course. You'll be getting freebies, you'll be part of the network, a community of creative entrepreneurs that are on their journey to win. So sign up for free for the newsletter on fireworksyou.com, but you can also have the opportunity to be part of the Art of Personal Branding course. You can enroll today. It's very affordable. Thank you very much for listening. I have so much more I want to tell you, but see you next week. God bless.